own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And so your social status or your position in society or your poverty or the burdens that you labor under is no excuse for giving cause to blaspheme God and his doctrine. He's saying this to bondservants. And he says, they that are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor. Why? That the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Here's somebody that's put under, put down, controlled. Their lives are controlled by somebody else. And if they don't render, they can't accept their place before God and the fact that the Lord has allowed them to be in this position, and then don't render due benevolence, then they can cause more damage than is imaginable, it says. It says about the same thing in Titus, and it's almost as equally distasteful in this day and age. Look in Titus chapter 2, verse 5, in discussing the role of the wives at home. It says in verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. I don't read that to mean that she's chained to the kitchen sink, by the way. But keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now again, you have one admonition with servants, another admonition with wives and mothers. And again, the issue being authority and the issue being a right relationship. And you can easily see how the situation could be less than ideal. And yet, to breach that is to risk the possibility of God's doctrine being blasphemed and his name being blasphemed. Not a very popular subject these days. Well, that's all right. Look in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. And down in verse 22, he's getting on the Jews, because the Jews were supposed to be a light to the Gentiles, right? So he says in verse 22, let's start with verse 21, thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself. Now you can apply it to you and me as well. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. He's saying, you Jews were supposed to be the light to these Gentiles, and you've caused more of a breach between them and God than anything else. Verse 25, for circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Talking to Jews again. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? But the key back there was that the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of how you Jews lived and how you've operated. And you know I love the Jews, so this is not an anti-Semitic statement. It's just placing blame where God places blame. Okay, back to Malachi. Malachi 2:8. But you're departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about the mouth. We've talked about a testimony. If there's ever been a day to clean up your act and put away the stuff in the closet that needs to be there so that you can be seen before men to live the right kind of life consistent as a Christian, today's the day. Today's the day, because you haven't got many days left. Amen? Verse 8. You've caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi. And so we're back. Now we're back. This is the covenant of Levi. So this is law, but we've taken and applied it to ourselves. He talks about the covenant of Levi in 2:4. Here he is again saying it in 2:8. Saith the Lord of hosts, therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people. And again, laying this at the feet of the Levitical priesthood, he laid it at the feet of the Jews. He's laid it at the feet of wicked men, of saved people nonetheless, who aren't living right. And again, let me just take you to one more passage that illustrates it. 1 Samuel 2. Forgot that one earlier. 1 Samuel 2. And this is a direct application because these are Eli's sons. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse 17. These are Eli's sons that abused their position to get their will and way with women assembled at the gate of the tabernacle, and they did not offer sacrifices as they were supposed to, and so on and so forth. Verse 17, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Really, that's the theme of Malachi, is you've made the table of the Lord contemptible by the way you're living. So now folks don't want to come to the table of the Lord because they think that people that gather there are like you. And so it's wickedness, it's testimony. Back to Malachi chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. So James 2 talks about that respect to persons thing, and how if you're partial, and those Jews, those Levites were judges. And so if there was an issue between me and you as Jews, we would take it before the judges who were Levites, and they would judge between us, and so on and so forth. And so if I come before a judge, and the judge really likes this guy I'm having a dispute with, and he judges for him and his behalf against equity, then you can see how that ruined things. Verse 10, have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Now that last our fathers makes it plain. Now these are Jews, and so all this one God, his brother thing is Jewish in nature. We can apply it, but it's very Jewish. Verse 11, Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange God. We're going to pause there. We're going to stop there tonight because I'm going to get into something I can't stop on. Yes, sir.